On this CD, Back Up and Push, but as well on the CD, Mel Bedard, Country Ramblers, Reg Bouvet by himself there, Reg Bouvet by himself again, Andy DeJarlis, yes, you're in good company there. It's 24 Golden Fiddle Greats. This has to be a Sunshine record, doesn't it? I would think so.
Yep. I could look that up immediately.
What about the weather? I see
it is Sunshine Records.
I see you waving your hand there.
Yes, well,
all
I
right.
have the weather.
This
and,
just in.
And the temperature's gone up. It's now only minus 20 out there. Barometric pressure, 102.8 and falling. Humidity's gone up to 82%. And the wind coming from the west at 18. And together, that will give you a wind chill of minus 30. It's going to be mainly cloudy today with 60% chance of flurries, and the wind coming from the northwest at 20 around lunchtime, and the high, minus 10. Wind chill, minus 29 this morning and minus 18 this afternoon. And altogether, that gives you a risk of frostbite.
Yep.
Tonight, still cloudy, still 60% chance of flurries, wind still coming from the northwest at 20, but then becoming later in the evening, and a low tonight of just minus 13.
All righty.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, with weather like that, if your dog is going out for a walk, you should have booties on, and you should only take them out for so long.
Well, it depends on the kind of dog, I guess.
Well, yes, if you have a husky, that's a whole other thing, as opposed to dogs with dainty feet.
Yes.
Because I'm looking at, we collected a variety of clippings from the Irish newspapers while we were in Dublin.
Yes.
This from the Irish Independent for Thursday, October 17th, headlined, Play Bob Marley, Dog Behavior Expert's Tip to Help Your Pets Cope with Fireworks Terror.
Oh, well, yes. I guess, people do complain about
Fox
their
was coming
pets.
Up and what have you.
One of our cats didn't like fireworks.
Very
the other
true,
one didn't
very
care,
true. Yeah. Reggae Legend is a Halloween hit for owners aiming to keep their animals calm. Something odd about this story, though, and that is it's calming music. And Bob Marley's particularly good because of the steel drums, which can mask the sound of fireworks. You wouldn't think steel drums, I think it depends on pitch as well as volume.
Maybe.
Frequency of steel drums is quite similar to fireworks to the ears of dogs, and it can really conceal the sound. Wait a minute, you just contradicted yourself here. There's only one answer, Carol.
Yes.
I'm going to ask our listeners to encourage your dog to sit next to the speaker here.
Yes.
While we play a little Bob Marley. Then you can call us. I'll give that phone number after, I guess. I can't read it from here. I'm waiting for new glasses. See if your dog, how your dog responds, if at all.
Okay.
I wanna love you.
What did your dog respond? Hey, hey, Chauvelin's 204, looks like 774-6877. If that turns out to be a pizza restaurant, I'm sorry. Trifocals coming soon our way. 708 from the CD Legend there, Bob Marley of the Waves.
Okay.
Because that article headlined, "Player Bob Marley will improve your dog's behavior." There's a bit more here. Treats distract dogs, yes, help focus their attention away from fireworks. And she said earmuffs can also be used to drown out the intrusive sounds. Can you imagine trying to put earmuffs on a cat? I don't think so. Our cats would never have gone for that.
I look foolish in that,
he would say.
You can dress some cats up. They don't mind. But
I guess if you give them enough treats or drug them or something, I'm not.
Well, maybe if they start when they're kittens.
If you comfort your pet, you'll make them feel secure. Put them in a room where they can sleep. Give them a cuddle. Talk to them. It'll definitely help. Most cats. What did you train our cats? Two words. One was psst, which meant they were bad. Another was, who wants a snack? And they would respond anywhere.
It was more like a beware.
Yeah. Well, Johnson used to put his belly on the floor and then immediately head for the basement. I've been bad. I know I've been bad. He'd watched a lot of Mary Astor in Maltese Falcon. I've been bad. I know I've been bad. Now you're really dangerous. At 7:09, we're a little early, but that's. I think we'll act now. Why wait? Christmas is coming.
I'm Charlotte Gray, author of The Promise of Canada, 150 years, people and ideas that have shaped our country. And you are listening to CKUW-FM 95.9.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Well, boys and girls, a good joke is one you can tell over and over until your parents cover their eyes till tears come to their eyes, I think is what you're looking for. Fortunately, Carol has kept something from what? Last year, did you say?
Well, I don't know how old it is.
It's old, though. That's what we're looking for.
2021.
There you go.
Yes.
LandPro, who used to send us, I'm not sure if they're going to continue, jokes to be shared with the children.
Right. So, the first one, Ron, what do snowmen eat for breakfast?
Snowballs.
Well, it should be pretty easy. No, it's more like breakfast.
Carrots.
Breakfast food.
Breakfast food.
Frosted flakes. Yes.
Oh.
Or Ice Krispies.
We don't do commercials here anymore, Carol.
No. So, what do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire?
Teeth full of snow. I would have a mouth full of snow.
Well, you're working on it. You're close.
Frostbite. I see it now.
Yes.
All will be made clear, and it has been.
Yes, right.
Oh, I think we can't stop there.
You want another one?
It's like salted peanut. One more. Beat me with one more.
Okay. What do you call an elf that can sing and dance? There's only one. Well, no, there's more than one, but...
I don't want to be elfish. But I can't. I don't.
You're
want to be
close. You're very, very.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis.
Oh,
just
no,
Elvis.
Just Elvis will
it
do.
It can cover more
Ask
than one.
Ask your grandparents Elvis. About that, boys and girls.
Yes.
Now, the boys and girls may want to go to the Winnipeg Public Library.
What?
Because there is a puzzle swap. Need a new jigsaw puzzle? Stop by until January 31st with a puzzle you no longer want. Swap it for a new, well, different.
Cool.
One to take home. This is all day event at the Transcona Library. Starts. Tomorrow, Sunday, December 1st.
Cool.
And then it runs to the end of the month, until January 31st, Open events, so you can drop in anytime you want as well for the adults. Silver Screen Matinee. You know, they show movies at the Carol Shields Auditorium.
This one, at the Millennium Library.
Yeah, Bert Kalmar. You always wanted to be a magician, but all it takes is a disastrous opening night to make his dream go poof. So Kalmar moves on, finds songwriting magic with collaborator Harry Ruby, and they were a big noise. Harry Ruby, Bert Kalmar, Three Little Words. You can see what's coming, can't you?
Yep.
Today, 2 to 3:45, the Carol Shields Auditorium, Millennium Library.
That
it's for
must
adults.
Be free.
It's an open event.
Right.
Drop in. Sit right down. Daddy, let your mind roll on. 2 to 3:45 today. Silver Screen Matinee. I'm pretty sure this comes up every Saturday. How do you find out? Well, you go online to the Winnipeg Public Library, and you look up the program events, and it's not just for this weekend. You can do a couple of months at a time, because some of these things you have to register for, and therefore you want to get in, not to see a list in front of you that says, this is full.
Right.
No room
right,
at the inn.
Right, right.
Nobody wants to hear that at Christmas, Carol.
No.
No room at the inn.
Yep. Do you know what else is on?
What else is on?
The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train.
I think I can. I think I
yes,
can.
Yes, yep. It's on December 3rd. It's coming December 3rd. It'll be at the Panet Road and Molson Street area where there are train tracks. They will have a couple of performers who are... Tyler Shaw and Shawnee Kish. And they will be performing because they are raising money for food banks all across right. Canada.
Well,
and,
isn't yes. the train lit up as well? It's quite a...
Oh, I think so.
Hoo-ha,
yeah,
yes.
You can't miss it. After that, they'll be on to Portage Prairie. So if you're listening okay, from no. there,
okay, okay.
they'll be there in a day or two after that.
Now, something else for the boys and girls today.
Yes.
7:14, before they go out and sweep the shovel the snow. Lucy Maud Montgomery's birthday today, born in 1874. Gone back to the, what I would call the original cast LP of Anne of Green Gables.
Yes.
And here's a song that suits the weather today, I was just thinking.
Oh, okay.
Midnight catching do worms for bait. Now I'll be combed and curried and worried again. Who wants to put their shoes on? Not me, my friend.
I grew a whole inch bigger.
Just...
And I lost a big duck too. I took a big umbrella.
Some licorice root.
Hey! I found the hired girl swimmer in her birthday suit!
Where did the summer go to? We had such fun! Now we go back to Caesar and Attila the Hun. I'm sure that all is Latin will flatten my head.
Indeed. Where did summer go to?
Yes, right, I'll say.
From Anne of Green Gables, that's the chorus, adapted by Donald Heron.
Yes.
Music by Norman Campbell. From the novel by Ellen Montgomery. Can't go wrong. There's a lovely Christmas present, Carol.
Right. Oh, and a trip to Prince Edward Island.
That too.
Yeah.
Potatoes, Anne of Green Gables. I wouldn't send them there now, but Anne of Green Gables is a book, is what I meant for
yes,
for Christmas.
Course. Yes. Yeah. Remember I read through a simplified version a year or two back?
Poo.
Yes. You need
Shocking.
The whole thing.
Shock horror.
Yep.
Adapting and reducing.
Well, because it was short enough to read through during the kiddies' corner here.
Oh, I see. Well,
yes.
That's all right then.
Yes.
At 7:18.
But you really want to read the whole thing at home.
Something you want, Carol, and children, is to make sure your parents have a Christmas cake. Should have bring it out every year and dust
what?
It off.
No, now.
And then,
now.
So then you put it in the, we don't eat it. It's just there for display.
We always ate ours.
You thank Granny for all those years that she wanted to give it to you. Yeah, what can you do?
Christmas makes me realize how greatly things do change. Friends lose touch, people age, and family moves away. But it is what has stayed the same that gives me the most tears. For I've had the same Christmas cake for almost 30 years. Granny made it back in 68 and gave it to my mom, who gave it to her uncle, who gave it to her son, who then gave it to me, and that is where it stuck. For I was only 3 months old and clearly out of luck. Each Christmas of my childhood, that fruit brick would return. My mom would place it on a plate and tell me I must learn that it is rude to get a gift and not put it to use. And every year I take a bite and chip another tooth. After 15 years of misery, I'd had all I could take.
All I could
that
take.
Summer I went camping and dropped it in the lake.
I thought
that I was rid of it, but on Christmas Eve,
Christmas
there it was from Santa Claus under
Christmas
the Christmas tree. Each year I try to lose it, but it would just return. So I cried out, oh, why have I been given such a burden? A voice replied, it's not a burden, but the greatest gift. For when all else abandons you, you will still have it.
Man's creation slowly wastes away. Relationships to crumble and buildings to decay. The pyramids and Stonehenge slowly disappear.
But if they were made of Christmas cake, they'd last a million years.
Chip my tooth. There you go. The Arrogant Worms from their CD, Christmas Turkey. Yes, 'tis the season. There you go, boys and girls.
My mom made Christmas cake every year.
7/21.
She made three.
Yes.
They were in graduated sizes.
Yes.
As if it were originally for a tiered cake, like a wedding cake,
right,
for example.
Right.
And she would give the two smaller ones to two people who expected them every year. So we have to presume they ate them. And we ate ours at, she'd haul it out in the summer. And some sort of butter sauce or something.
Ooh.
See?
Well.
Now your eyes are lighting up.
When we used to have Christmas with my brother's house, his wife would
get
on the phone and order and say, what do you mean you're not doing it here anymore?
Well, hers, she ordered a cranberry.
Cranberries.
Pudding.
Yes.
It was good.
Oh, but the sauce that went with it, too.
Yes.
It
was. Well, your sister-in-law is a very good
have
cook.
Have another hit of fresh air. Whoa, yeah. Even now, I My eyebrows went straight to the top of my head even talking about it.
Food.
Well, yes. Christmas cake. Thank you. All right.
Yes.
Oh, I did
Somebody
try.
Somebody left you some food yesterday.
Judy Story and I.
Oh, yes.
She brought in a Christmas cake 1 year, and then I tried to make it.
Oh,
I added too much rum.
Yes.
And it went...
It was supposed to be a joint project, you and I.
And it went strange.
And it went all gloopy.
Yep.
And I'd never made anything
with booze
before.
Who wants to
drink before.
Christmas cake?
Yes.
Yeah. 7:23. Again, to our listeners in Ireland.
But I was going to say, somebody gave you a gift of food yesterday.
Yes, that's right. No names, no pack drills, so you don't show up at his front door. He takes the cookies from, was it the Costco? And
I think
he
bought
them at
Costco.
And then he bakes them again, double bakes them.
Yes.
And shortbread. Rough. Rush. Yep.
Good.
Anytime you want to share, we're always open to sharing.
Yes.
I guess accepting isn't sharing, is it? Accepting is receiving.
That's right. You need to share now with something.
All right. Let me share this with you.
I have a plan.
Let me share this with you.
Yes.
From the Irish Independent from Thursday, October 17th.
Yes.
The presenting all the concerts were coming to Ireland, Dublin. For example, the Pogues.
Oh, cool.
So get into the mosh pit. Number three arena, Dublin, December 17th. There's still time, Carol, if you want to go see the Pogues. Well, they just showed the numeral three.
Oh, number three.
So, yep.
Okay.
Brian Adams is arriving in May. So if you want to go back to Dublin there. Oh, it's Belfast. So Dublin first, and then the very next night, he'll be in Belfast.
Right.
But Culture Club as well. We often wonder, whatever happened to Boy George? Well, he had... some kind of unpleasantness on his larynx, but he got over that and got better. And after several of his friends died from overdoses, he actually went into an addiction treatment and came out of that. And then there was unpleasantness with one of the members of Culture Club suing them. Anyways, they're back. And Boy George is with them. Culture Club
so
celebrating.
Culture Club is back.
The first two iconic albums, Kissing to Be Clever and Color by Numbers. If you want to go 3rd of December at Dublin 3 Arena. If you've forgotten that voice, that Boy George voice, here he is from The Crying Game. Sing along at home.
Thank you.
voice of Boy George, produced by the Pet Shop Boys.
Ah.
From the soundtrack to the movie, The Crying Game. And that voice again will be heard in Dublin on 3rd of December with the Culture Club. And a tiny print here.
Yes.
With, looks to me like Tony Hadley and Heaven 17, which is a band we used to play on Nightlines.
Oh.
On CBC Stereo. Midnight till 6 a.m.
That's what they used to call it, eh?
728.
CBC Stereo.
728. Time for a march around the breakfast table.
Okie dokie.
Now, it's funny. This is an obituary from Winnipeg Free Press for Mary Ellen Angel, née Turner. Died July 16, 2024. Picture of her in a uniform. I don't recognize the uniform, though, and all it says is she's very proud of her maritime roots. Wonderful mother. Early years, attended a one-room schoolhouse. Left school at 16. I must be allergic to this story. I'm back now. I feel better now. Ooh. Early years, she attended a one-room schoolhouse. Left school at 16 to start her personal life journey. At 18, she joined the military to see the world. That'll do it. Graduated the top of her class. As well, obituary 4. Cyril Carrière and a picture of him, as he was and as he was in his uniform. Born in Westbourne, Manitoba. Some of his happiest memories of his youth, herding cattle in Langreth before joining the RCAF.
Wow.
A lot of herding going on in the RCAF, I can tell you, too. Serving as an air engine technician for over 30 years. And obituary for William Allen Douglas, Yule, OMM, CD, Brigadier General, retired. Served in Korea, 1952-53. Attended military college from 53 to 56, Saint-Jean, Quebec. Commissioned as 2nd Lieutenant, Regiment of the Canadian Guards, 56. Wow, served in West Germany as well, Cyprus, Germany. On and on. Became Director of Defense Intelligence, 77 to 81. Quite a long obituary, military service. Well, we thank you all for your service.
Right.
And the mention there was originally of Korea in that obit. Well, let's have something from then Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry.
How about... go ahead.
Regimental March.
Okay.
Thank you.
there from a 2-LP set. The Regimental Band of Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry presents Marches of the Canadian Armed Forces, traditional and contemporary.
Wow.
And the cover has a painting of the Pats in World War I. And it's violent and death and destruction. And I swear I saw that as a child, that painting, a copy of it.
Oh.
We had it in the basement at Knoll School for Boys.
Oh.
Back in the early 50s at 7:34 then. And it's good
those,
to have...
Those songs were from the First World War.
Mademoiselle from Armentier,
yeah,
and...
Tipperary.
It's a Long Way to Tipperary, yep, as well. Worked into the regimental march there. Anyone seen the colonel? Ah. It's good to have a lot of strings to your bow.
Yes.
And here's a man who,
yes,
can play anything with strings.
Yes.
And this morning, it's overlooked and underappreciated, and that's the banjo. I'm pretty sure we'll know as soon as he strikes up. It's Danny Kulak, of course.
Excellent.
Christmas from Home, and Simple Gifts, which you identified, right, Carol McKibben as.
Well, I think you'll find it's an arrangement of Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Simple Gifts is the right time to play that, isn't,
yes,
it?
Yes. Very lovely.
At 7.
Thank you, Danny. We ran into Danny recently.
We do. We do often at,
yes,
Hildegard's, where they lead me to eat.
Right. And also...
Hi.
Sorry.
Yep.
What's going on?
What else?
Well, we met him at, we saw him at Carebrush Crapery.
Hi, I'm Miriam Taves, author of All My Puny Sorrows, and you're listening to CKUW-FM 95.9.
Carol McKibben, just ahead of Richard Hurst and Christmas Carol. You've got a Christmas Carol.
Yes, well, Seven Ages is presenting a Christmas Carol, and they started last night. And they're on again this afternoon and tonight. This afternoon at 2 and tonight at 7:30. And then tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon at the Gas Station Arts Center, 445 River Avenue. It's directed by George Bury and has all kinds of performers in it.
I think there are five, actually, who do all the...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They list 8 on the information I have here.
I guess it was a nice write up in the Free Press, you know, the community newspaper.
Oh, yes,
and
right.
So I was, yeah.
Yes, they did.
7:38,
yes,
then.
Okay.
And then time for our continuing Tale of a Christmas Carol. It's Richard Hurst with Stave 3.
When Scrooge awoke, it was dark. He was endeavoring to pierce the darkness with his ferret eyes when the chimes of a neighboring church struck the four quarters, so he listened for the hour. To his great astonishment, the heavy bell went on from 6 to 7, and from 7 to 8, and regularly up to 12, then stopped. 12. It was past 2 when he went to bed.
Why, it isn't possible that I can have slept through a whole day and far into another night.
Marley's ghost bothered him exceedingly. Every time he resolved within himself that it was all a dream, his mind flew back again and presented the same problem to be worked all through. Was it a dream or not? Scrooge lay in this state until the chimes had gone 3 quarters more, when he remembered on a sudden that the ghost had warned him of a visitation when the bell tolled 1.
"The hour itself," said Scrooge triumphantly. "And nothing else."
He spoke before the hour bell sounded, which it did now with a deep, dull, hollow, melancholy 1. Light flashed up in the room upon the instant, and the curtains of his bed were drawn aside by a hand, and Scrooge found himself face to face with the unearthly visitor who drew the curtains. It was a strange figure, like a child, yet not so like a child as an old man. Its hair, which hung down its neck and down its back, was white as if with age. Yet the face had not a wrinkle on it.
Who and what are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
No, your past.
What brought you here?
Your welfare. Scrooge expressed himself much obliged, but could not help thinking that a night of unbroken rest would have been more conducive to that end. The spirit must have heard him thinking, for it said immediately, "Your reclamation, then." It put out its strong hand as it spoke and clasped Scrooge gently by the arm. "Rise and walk with me." Scrooge rose, but finding that the spirit made toward the window, clasped its robe in supplication.
I am mortal and liable to fall.
Bear but a touch of my hand there upon your heart, and you shall be upheld in more than this. As the words were spoken, they passed through the wall and stood upon an open country road with fields on either hand. It was a clear, cold winter's day, with snow upon the ground.
Good heaven! I was a boy here.
You recollect the way?
Remember it? I could walk it blindfolded.
Strange that you have forgotten it for so many years. Let us go on. They walked along the road, Scrooge recognizing every gate and post and tree. Some shaggy ponies now were seen trotting toward them with boys upon their backs. All these boys were in great spirits and shouted to each other.
"These are but the shadows of the things that have been. They have no consciousness of us," said the ghost.
The jocund travelers came on, and as they came, Scrooge knew and named them every one. Why was he rejoiced beyond all bounds to see them? Why was he filled with gladness when he heard them give each other Merry Christmas as they parted? What was Merry Christmas to Scrooge?
"The school is not quite deserted," said the ghost. "A solitary child, neglected by his friends, is left there still."
They went to a door that opened before them, disclosing a long, bare, melancholy room. At one of the desks, a lonely boy was reading near a feeble fire, and Scrooge sat down upon a chair and wept to see his poor, forgotten self as he had used to be.
"Poor boy, I wish... but it's too late now."
"What is the matter?"
Nothing. There was a boy singing a carol at my door last night. I should have liked to have given him something, that's all."
The spirit smiled. "Let us go on." Again Scrooge saw himself. He was older now. In the prime of his life, his face had begun to wear the signs of care and avarice. He was not alone, but sat by the side of a fair young girl in a mourning dress, in whose eyes there were tears.
"It matters little," she said softly. "To you, very little. Another idol has displaced me, and if it can cheer and comfort you in time to come as I would have tried to do, I have no just cause to grieve."
"What idol has replaced you?"
"A golden one, I have seen your nobler aspirations fall off one by one until the master passion, gain, engrosses you.
Even if I have grown so much wiser, what then? I'm not changed toward you.
She shook her head.
Our contract is an old one, Ebenezer. It was made when we were both poor and content to be so. You are changed. When it was made, you were another man.
I was a boy.
Your own feeling tells you that you are not what you are. I release you. May you be happy in the life you have chosen.
Spirit, show me no more. Why do you delight to torture me?
One shadow more.
No, no more. I don't wish to see it. Show me no more.
The relentless ghost pinioned him and forced him to observe what happened next. They were in another scene and place. A room, not very large or handsome, but full of comfort. Near the fire sat a beautiful young girl, so like the last, that Scrooge believed it was the same, until he saw her, now a comely matron sitting opposite her daughter. The noise in this room was perfectly tumultuous, for there were more children there than Scrooge in his agitated state of mind could count. But now a knocking at the door was heard, and the boisterous group rushed to greet the father, who came home attended by a man laden with Christmas toys and presents. Ah, the joy, the gratitude, the ecstasy. It is enough that by degrees the children and their emotions got out of the parlor and by one stair at a time up to the top of the house, where they went to bed and so subsided. And now Scrooge looked on more attentively than ever when the master of the house, having his daughter leaning fondly on him, sat down with her and her mother at his own fireside. Scrooge's sight grew very dim indeed.
"Belle," said the husband, turning to his wife with a smile, "I saw an old friend of yours this afternoon."
"Who was it?"
"Guess."
"How can I? I don't know. Mr. Scrooge."
"Mr. Scrooge it was. I passed his office window, and as it was not shut up and he had a candle inside, I could scarcely help seeing him. His partner lies upon the point of death, I hear. And there he sat, quite alone in the world, I do believe. Spirit, remove me from this place."
"I told you, these were shadows of the things that have been. That they are what they are. Do not blame me."
"Remove me. I cannot bear it. Leave me. Take me back. Help me no longer."
He was conscious of being exhausted and overcome by an irresistible drowsiness, and further, of being in his own bedroom. He had scarcely time to reel to bed before he sank into a heavy sleep.
"Indeed he did, indeed he did. Well, boys and girls, mums and dads, seniors of all ages, what will happen next? Well, if you want to know, you'll have to come back this time next week here on the Saturday Morning Show.
Yes.
Richard Hurst's recording of A Christmas Carol. Or, if you'd like it all at once, I will be reading A Christmas Carol.
Right.
A bridged version, of course. December 19th, 20th, 21st at 7:30 at Downward Museum on Carlton Street there.
Right.
22nd, for those with deep pockets, in the front room.
Ooh, parlor. Yeah,
very, very, very Victorian, with room for 15. And there's a chair for one of you to curl up in. At 7:46, that's starting on the 19th. Go to online, Dalnevret Museum.
Yes, okay.
Look at their calendar. I'd sign up now, if I were you.
It's usually
makes a wonderful Christmas present. That's what I was intending to say.
It's usually well attended.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I said to them, "Are you sure you want to do it?" "Oh, yes, yes, we're carrying on with it." All right. Speaking of carry on,
yes.
I was in a charity shop the other day. I got this for free, actually, now that I think of it. This was free from Into the Music. You buy something and you can pick up something for free. And I thought, this may not be paddywhackery, although it's Tommy Makem and the Clancy Boys.
Uh-oh.
Clancy Brothers, and they're all wearing suitable sweaters.
Uh-oh.
It's called the album I'm a Freeborn Man. I'm reading here. This is my own opinion now. Music to the Irish has always been more of a declaration of life than a mere branch of the arts. Like the sun when it shines, music is not taken for granted. They do not treat it as just a supplement to their daily due. They embrace it as a complement to their very existence. I'm exhausted. Exhausted by that, Ben. So, in memory of our lovely visit with friends in Dublin.
Yes.
Here's the boys.
Okay.
Now, the whole business of Irish nationalism can get very serious if you're not careful. But there is a light side to it, fortunately. As most of you know, for about 800 years, Ireland was under the loving and tender care of the British Empire. And for this, needless to say, we're very, very grateful. We like occasionally to sing a song of gratitude. It's called God Bless England. Oh, I'll tell you a tale of peace and love, wife on the diddle on the dido day. Of the land that rules all lands above, wife on the diddle on the dido day. May peace and plenty be her share, who kept our homes from want and care. Oh, God bless England is our prayer.
Hawack! On the diddle on the dido day. Hawack! On the diddle on the dido day. So we say, hooray! Come and listen while we pray. Whack for the diddle of the dido day.
Now our fathers oft were naughty boys. Whack for the diddle of the dido day. For pikes and guns are dangerous ties. Whack for the diddle of the dido day. At Ballinahabwy and at Peter's Hill, oh, we made poor England cry her fill. But old Britannia loves us still.
Hawack for the diddle of the dido day. Hawack for the diddle of the dido day. So we say, hooray, God bless England, so we pray. Hawack for the diddle of the dido day.
Now when we were savage, fierce and wild, hawack for the diddle of the dido day. Oh, she came as a mother to her child. Hawack for the diddle of the dido day. She gently raised us from the slime and kept our hands from hellish crime. And she sent us to heaven in our own good time.
Hawack for the diddle of the dido day. Hawack for the diddle of the dido day. So we say, hooray, God bless England, so we pray. Hawack for the diddle of the dido day.
Oh, now Irish men, forget the past. Hawack for the diddle of the dido day. And think of the day that's coming fast. Hawack for the diddle of the dido day. When we shall all be civilized, neat and clean and well advised. Oh, won't Mother England be surprised?
Hawack for the diddle of the dido day. Hawack for the diddle of the dido day. So we say, hooray, God bless England, so we pray. Hawack for the diddle of the dido day.
Up to the public.
And a good time, sure, and a good time was had by all. A little bit of Vanished Vinyl for you. The Clancy Brothers, Tommy Makem from the LP I'm a Freeborn Man. And I turn now to the Little Book of Irishisms. Know the yes. Irish through our words, which we picked up in our one of our favorite little bookstores. Chapters, books, chapters. Not that.
It's chapters. Different chapters. Yes, different chapters. Chapters we have
but it's
here.
Worth a visit. Absolutely. New,
yes,
used.
New, used, yeah.
And our coffee upstairs. So ask us how we are, if you want to be confused. When asked how we are, the Irish are not known for hyperbole. No, we could be feeling better or worse than our words indicate. You'll hear, could be better means bad, possibly very bad. Ah, sure, you know yourself. Don't want to talk about it. How about this? Fair to middling. Bad. A favorite of my granny's.
Oh, my dad said fair to middling all the time.
All right. Yeah. Pulling the devil by the tail.
Oh.
Struggling. All right. Oh. Not too bad. Usually said in a positive tone to indicate that we're actually fine. Grand, yes. Yeah, you're grand. Means just okay. Fine, okay. Fine and dandy. Good. Fine and gabbard. Grand altogether. Grand, real. Grand out. Actually good. Maybe even great, depending on who's talking. Great, with an exclamation mark. No hidden meaning here. There you are.
Okay.
So if you're there and you're trying to decipher what's being said to you, right. At 7:52, you want to talk about?
Well, from time to time, I mention my Aunt Josephine. At last note, she was 107 years old, but she died this week. And as Abraham Lincoln said... Mm. It's not the years in your life, it's the life in your years.
Very true.
Yes, and she did have life in her years. At the age of 102, they had a piano at the old folks' home that she lived in. They had a piano, but it needed tuning. So somebody donated regular tuning for the piano, and there's a picture of Aunt Josephine at 102 playing the piano. So she did have life in her years, and we will miss her Christmas letters and notes here and there. And goodbye.
Well, I remember she was,
you said
she was saying she was ready to go.
Yes.
Would people pray for her to go?
Yes, please and then, pray and let me go.
And people come back to visit her next year. You're not praying hard enough. Right. Well, there
yes.
you go. 7:53. We'll give you the weather before we go. But before
okay.
that,
yes.
a secret, secret cut.
What?
That is not revealed unless you listen all the way through the CD. It's not listed, in other words.
Ah.
From CBC's After Hours, Blue Note Collection, Volume 2. Kinsey Posen and Ross Porter with their idea of jazz.
That is the sound of my music. Jazz. The syncopated beat. Bop by Bird. Ballads by Miles. Blues by Billy. And scat by Ella. It's the key of Oscar. And the swing of the Basie beat. Scotch in the Rocks, Cuban cigars, Birdland on 52nd Street, Edmonton's Yardbird Suite, Toronto Senator, the Vanguard in the Village, it's Blue Note, Concord, Verve, Roulette, and CTI. It's Just in Time, Impulse, and Atlantic. Jazz. Bands and orchestras, Woody and Duke, and McConnell and the Boys. Arrangements by Gil, solos by Phil. Nimmons and Nine plus Six. This is my music. Jazz. Solos by Coltrane, songs by Cole, music by Mercer, and piano by Monk. Jazz. Blue and Green, Take Five, Giant Steps, Swingin' Shepherd Blues, Serenade to a Cuckoo, Scrapple from the Apple, Parker's Moon, Salt Peanuts, Miles Ahead, and Layin' on Mellow. Jazz. That's my music.
Kinsey Posen on bass. Ross Porter on the Vox Humana. At 7:56. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol McKibben.
We'll be back next Saturday morning, 6 until 8. Hope you will be as well.
Sure. There's an update on the weather, Ron.
This just in.
Yep. It's minus 20 out there. But I'll just say it's going to be mainly cloudy. 60% chance of flurries today. Wind coming from the northwest at 20 around lunchtime. High minus 10. Wind chill, minus 29 this morning, minus 18 this afternoon. That will bring you a risk of frostbite. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 60% chance of flurries. Wind coming from the northwest at 20, and then light this evening. Low, minus 13 tonight. The wind chill, near minus 20.
Right,
I'm going out tonight. I think I'll still wear my parka.
You're listening to CKWFM 95.9 on your FM dial. Manitobans up for Folk Music Awards, including local phenom Boy Golden in the running for a Contemporary Album of the Year for his 2023 EP for Jimmy. But since then, as you know, he went on to record the LP for Eden. That award show set to take place in April in Ottawa. We'll be listening.
Yeah.
This is Untitled.
Ready?
More than ever, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the end of the record.
Got up on stage and I played my guitar. Tried not to look at the crowd. I started singing and there you are. Stealing the words from my mouth, isn't that right? Tell you so for I am. Made a little money selling my record. Couldn't tell you where it all went. I bought a guitar, I think it sounds better, but it sure ain't paying my
leave town. But as it turns out, there's a lot to life we can't plan. I'm just starting to understand we got a lot of living left to do. So take my hand, get up on stage, help me sing this song. Me and my honey picking flowers in the dishes, washing as the cars roll by. Don't give a damn about filling our britches with whatever money can buy. Isn't that right? You'd sell your soul for a dime.